What is the purpose of the money? What is your purpose when you retire? Continuing to work, is it volunteering at your church or with a charity, spending time with your friends and family? Because here's the reality. No one's going to remember a generation or two after you're gone how much money you had. They're only going to remember what you did and how you made them feel.
Is about more than just a regular gym routine. When was the last time you checked on your financial fitness? If you're feeling like you're falling behind, Ed Sedell is here to help with The Retirement Trainer, a podcast about helping you get into better financial shape. Every week, Ed talks about things you need to know to become more financially fit for your future. Learn about things like how much money will you need, financial mistakes other people often make, and how you can avoid them. Plus, details on The Retirement Fitness Plan, a plan Ed personally created to help you get to and through retirement by focusing on five key areas of your financial life. Learn more about The Retirement Fitness Plan when you visit egsifinancial.com and click on Processes. Then subscribe, follow, and listen to The Retirement Trainer on Apple Podcasts, your iHeart app, or whichever podcast platform you prefer.
It's The Retirement Trainer with Ed Sedell, a podcast about finding ways to help you become financially fit for your future, no matter what financial shape you're in now. Recession fears, tariff fears, inflation fears, market fears, the list goes on and on. So the question is, does it make sense to go it alone and handle everything by yourself? Or does having someone in your corner looking out for your best interest make more sense? And it applies to so many different angles. This is Leanne Sedell, and here to help us with all our questions and to give us some guidance to stay in the best financial shape possible, the retirement trainer, Ed Sedell. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Leanne.
So the looming question of the day is, do I need a financial advisor? Should I have a financial advisor? This is like a question we get asked all the time from people that obviously are doing it themselves right now. They weigh the pros and the cons.
Yep.
Should I?
Yep. And some people are really good at it. And I equate it to sports. The best in the world, the absolute tops of the top, when they were at the top of their game, number one in the world, and I'm talking about Tiger Woods, had a coach. And had a coach throughout his entire career. And when he had a coach that could not get him to the next level, he got a coach that could help him with the deficiencies, the experts, right, in that particular field. Michael Jordan, the list goes on and on, right? Just name someone in sports. And so, you know, really, even for me, right, I have a coach that helps us with our business because I know what I'm really good at, but there's always areas that I can improve. And the old adage is an attorney shouldn't represent themselves, a doctor shouldn't do surgery on themselves.
Yeah.
And people do a good job. I mean, they really do. But there's a big difference between accumulating and growing wealth. And when your runway starts to shorten, you're getting ready for retirement. It's the distribution of the wealth. That's where you really need the expertise.
We have many situations where we've had clients come on board because a spouse passed away. And the spouse did all of their financial planning, all of their investments, handled their portfolio, everything was handled by them. And they literally get to the point where, you know, they come in and
they're like, I don't even know what I have. Binders and binders. And they're like, what do we have? Where is it? Can you help with this? Believe it or not, that's more common than what you think. But then the other aspect is we're meeting with a lot of families that have done a really good job accumulating. And for whatever reason, they know that their area of expertise or their level of comfort is waning when it comes to distributing, and they just don't want to do it anymore. They want to enjoy life, and they want an expert because they want that clarity, they want that confidence and a level of certainty so that they can sleep at night and not have to worry.
And the puzzle gets more and more complicated, not just as you move through life, but as you retire, it becomes a lot more complicated. And the way that those pieces fit together, it is something that, again, many eyes, or let's just say a second set of eyes, are always something that you need.
And here's the other thing, too. People don't realize, you know, when I'm teaching classes, I tell everyone we have what's called an economic life cycle. And in that economic life cycle, there's five worlds of money. income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy planning. And what people don't realize is that they're all conjoined. They're all interconnected. You can't be myopic when you're in any one area, because if you're not looking at the bigger picture, as good as you think it may be, it could be detrimental to your overall situation. And most individuals, most professionals, even like myself, they focus on one world and one world only, which is one of the five worlds, which is the investment world. And it's not that it's a bad world. It's a very important world. Otherwise, it wouldn't be one of them. But people have a lot of questions. You know, unfortunately, we just got a phone call from a client. They've been with us for a very, very long time, and they just got some bad news. And they called us to just for help. We don't know what to do next.
Yeah.
Right. And up until this point, it's always been, okay, can we retire? I don't want to retire. I really enjoy what I'm doing, because that was their purpose.
Yep.
Right. They didn't need to work, but that was their purpose. They give them something to do. And now they've entered a whole new phase in their life, right? How do we protect the assets?
The insanity of healthcare and the expense.
The long-term care and how to, you're right. All of these things right here. And what people realize when they get to this point, either before retirement or during retirement, a portfolio isn't a plan, and it can answer those questions. And that's why you have to address everything in that economic life cycle. And I tell everyone, everyone needs a plan, but that plan, it's got to have a purpose. And even in the very beginning stages, you have to figure out what the purpose of the money is for, because the math is easy. The math is really easy. It's always true. It's never going to lie to you.
But the math is also personal.
It's personal. Yes. Okay. You know, is it about seeing the grandkids? Is it, going on vacations? Is it leaving a living legacy so you can see your kids enjoy it while you're here? Is it spending everything that you can, and then whatever's left over you give to your kids? Or is it doing a combination of both? And there's no right or wrong answer. It's just, what is the purpose of the money? What is your purpose when you retire? What is your new mission when you retire? Is it continuing to work? Is it volunteering at your church or with a charity, spending time with your friends and family? Because here's the reality. No one's going to remember. No one's going to remember a generation or two after you're gone how much money you had. They're only going to remember what you did and how you made them feel.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, and that's really what it comes down to.
And along those lines, when we're talking about serious phone calls that come through, changes the best plans that you have in place. You can plan, and then a wrench is thrown in the works and something pivots and causes that to change. That's why you've always said plans, they're always changing.
They're already old by the time you put them on paper, right? And they have to be adaptable. Let's just talk about taxes. This is probably the best example that everyone can understand. We've had a tax code in place since 2018. I tell everyone when we're teaching class, the tax code is written in pencil, right? The only guarantee, death and taxes, the other guarantee is the taxes are going to change. They just are. And even though the tax codes have been in place, we have an overlay of taxes called the Secure Act. Things continue to change. And how does that affect people? Well, you know, it affects how you're leaving money, that legacy plan. And what does it look like? Because when we're looking at retirement, and it's not just about accumulating it. When you're working, you get a paycheck, right? And that paycheck, you know how much money you're getting, your taxes are being taken out, how much you're putting away for 401k, 403b, 457, all that money's going. And when you retire, you say, okay, I'm going to give all that up. Now I got to create my own paycheck. Where's it going to come from? That's the number one question. Okay, and I'm going to retire. Where's my money? How am I going to get paid? Where's my money going to come
from?
Well,
and when you're talking about taxes, the one thing that I think is like so important, you got people are getting hit with IRMA. Are what we call our premium adjustment that hits them.
Means-based testing for
Medicare.
Sometimes
they don't even understand. They go buy a car, they take out their pre-tax $40,000, it hits them, it shoves them over a threshold, and they get a premium adjustment. Now, they don't realize that this premium adjustment, again, they look back 2 years, right? They go back 2 years, and you can submit an SSA 44 and appeal it when, no matter what in that tax year, when you took that $40,000, it's going to hit you. You're going to pay for that premium adjustment. But moving forward, as to it was a one-time deal, it was a buying of a new car. But again,
But you can't even file it if you already did it once, right? Well, and so it's a one and done. And so this is why that withdrawal order is so important.
Exactly. I was basically getting to the point that you need somebody that's going to step in and say, this is probably not a smart call for you to do it this way because it's going to cost you on this side.
Right.
So
we talk about withdrawal order. You know, for us, we do year-end tax planning meetings every October. So that way, based on withdrawal order, are you on schedule? Have you taken out more than what you thought? You know, should we do a Roth conversion? Does that make sense? Because it doesn't make sense for everyone, right? And how much should we do? And then we do the withdrawal order for the upcoming year. Right? Because things change, the accounts change, you know, we're doing Roth, you know, what's the company? Because we want to keep everybody within that certain tax bracket. Because the whole goal is that the game is to keep more of what you have. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. In taxes, you know, when we think about taxes, that little tax triangle, that the amount that is being collected from us, if we can shrink that down and turn some of those tax collections into contributions back to ourselves, into our investments, that's going to generate additional income from our investments, right? And with better tax treatment, and that creates the leverage, right? And that's really important because, like you were talking about with IRMA, the means-based testing for Medicare, you can't call it a tax, it's a premium adjustment surcharge, and you're stuck for 2 years.
Yeah.
And so basically, you're being penalized for being a good steward of your money. You just happen to save too much the wrong way.
Save the wrong way.
Yeah. And then when we're talking about healthcare, because that's the fourth world, it's not just about Medicare and healthcare. It's also about long-term care, right? That the call that we got today, how do they protect what they have? And is it about insurance? Well, it could be, but it doesn't have to be. It's not always about insurance. It's about having a plan, having a strategy in place that you can implement and adapt to meet the purpose of the money.
And again, expectation, like understanding what the potential, what is coming. Sometimes you just don't even know that you don't know. And again, getting in a room and sitting down and going through, like, this is what we see coming up in the future. This is a possible roadblock that we're going to have. A lot of times just talking through with a financial advisor, your coach, will help you navigate through whatever it is that's coming down the road. We get a lot of those phone calls. We get a phone call saying, we want to buy a rental property. We get a phone call saying we want to buy a new car. Is this a smart call? And again,
or what's the best way to do it?
Exactly.
What people need to understand is that when they're interviewing, right, those meetings should be all about them because it is all about you.
You know, you and I talked about this before. There's a whole, I'm not going to say a set of things that you should be considering when you're looking at whether a financial advisor is somebody that you should have as part of your financial plan, whether you should have that coach on your team. There are a lot of things that you've already put down here. Why don't you go through some of those?
Yeah. You know, the first thing is you want a fiduciary. That's where you want to start. That's the first building block.
And
that's
foundational. And you got to break down fiduciary. I know most that are listening probably know what that definition is.
Yeah. But it's a legal term. Okay. There's a legal financial responsibility like us. We chose to be a fiduciary because we always wanted to be sitting on the same side of the table as those people that we serve. We have a vested interest in their success. What I mean by that is we are going to give advice. What a fiduciary does is we give the best advice possible, whether the advisor makes any money on it or not. It's always there for the client's best interest, period, end of story. And then the other thing is you want to make sure that you're working with someone who doesn't just deal with the investments, right? You want someone who looks at the entire economic life cycle. You know, we talked about the first four. The last one is legacy. Because it's not just about estate planning, wills and trusts, and avoiding probate. It's the transfer of those assets to those you love, including your spouse and kids and grandkids and nieces and nephews or whatever the purpose is, in the most tax-efficient manner possible. And you can't be myopic when you're doing these plans. And you want to work with someone who understands the bigger picture as it relates to you and what your purpose is. And every meeting should always be about you. Right? And what it is that you want and what it is that you're trying to do. Like I said, the math is easy. The hard part is trying to figure out how to make the math work for what it is that you want to achieve and keeping it simple and making sure that everyone is on the same page saying, look, life is going to happen. Things are going to change. We just need to be adaptable and change with it so that way we can continue to help you reach your goals.
We talked about this recently, but you said something about your gut. Inevitably, when you're sitting down and you're interviewing, your gut is your best indicator of whether this is somebody that you should
absolutely
be working with. Whoever you're working with, the trust factor is...
It's everything.
Everything.
It is. Trust is, that's what it is. And trust your gut. If even if you trust them, if you're like, we're not a good fit, because we even say that, look, it's got to be a good fit for us, but it's got to be a really good fit for the people that we're serving, because this is their life, right? It's their money. It's their purpose. They want to make sure that they can sleep at night. If they don't have that level of comfort, it's just not going to work.
Well, okay. So let's move on to looking at a financial planner again from the perspective of what they should have. I'm not going to use the word philosophy. I'm not going to holistically, we've discussed this many times. Mm-hmm. It should be a complete picture. And again, we have a lot of experts that we bring into our circles because
be an expert on everything.
Exactly.
That's right.
CPAs, we talk attorneys, Medicare specialists. We talk to them all because, again, these worlds are always changing. The updates, getting fresh information, bringing them in to meet in our mm-hmm. office with our clients. A lot of times we're trying to stay fresh too, but we open those classes up to our clients because we want them to know this is the most recent information. Again, that happens every year when we do our Wine and Wisdom. So we do that intentionally, bring them in right. as an education. This is what we do every month. We're staying fresh on the information.
We are. And, you know, the old cliche, knowledge is power. And it's not that that's wrong. All right. What I think is it's missing a variable. And that variable is action. Right? We can see it on TV all the time. The world is full of educated derelicts, right? I mean, it is. It just is. And it's not the knowledge that gives you power. It's the ability to take action on the knowledge that you have. And so as you're interviewing, who are the experts and how are they helping you take action to protect your best interest? That's really what it is. And be able to adapt to the changing environment. Let's talk about what's going on today. It is, I don't even know what, April?
Today's the 24th.
24th. Okay, April 24th. Interest rate. Powell said he's not going to lower interest rates. You've got uncertainty in the markets. We're seeing volatility crazy. We're seeing 2, 3, 4% swings on a daily basis. We saw a 10% swing in one day. Why is this? Because there's uncertainty, all right? The market hates uncertainty. It wants to know what's going on. So if we drill that down, so those are investors. When I say investors, you have retail investors like the people that we serve, and then institutional investors, that's us, okay? And if we just look at people, because people are people all the way across the board, that fear index, which is the volatility index, they want to know. People are scared. They're nervous. And that's why it's so important to let cooler heads prevail and take the emotion, right, out of the planning.
Yeah.
Take the emotion out of the investing and understand that you have to have a plan. The best laid plans, they're going to change. But I'll tell you what, it's better than not having a plan at all. And once that plan has a purpose, you're going to be able to adapt and really take the emotion out of it so that that way you can go down the path that you need to make sure that you're achieving your goals.
Well, again, this information, when we started talking about it, there's so many questions that you could ask in that interview that you did with a financial advisor. But essentially what we're coming down to is, do you need a financial advisor? And I really think when you dial in on that picture, whether you have $2 million, whether you have $500,000, a lot of times those decisions are made based off of what your circumstance is at the time. What's going on in your life? Are you at retirement? Are you near retirement? And again, have you considered all the pieces of the puzzle? So
there was a study that came out from Vanguard. Actually, we were talking about this yesterday, and it said that, you know, having a financial planner, financial advisor, right? So all of these are generic terms. And first of all, you want them to be a fiduciary. That's number one. Number two, you don't want just someone who manages money, you know, as important as that is for the growth of it. But when you're nearing retirement within 10 years, now it's about distribution. That's a whole different discipline. And if you're working with someone who is an expert in that area, they're going to add as much as 3% net to your growth on an annual basis. I mean, think about that. And yes, you can do things yourself. I mean, we see people doing their own taxes, right? Now, if it's very simple and not complex, absolutely, right? But now all of a sudden, the simple is growing it. Not that that's easy, right? It's just not complex. But now when you're distributing it, right, that money back to you, that's where it gets complex. You know, you need to make sure that you're getting the biggest bang for your buck. We see it all the time where someone says, you know what, I need $6,000 because I'm going to do this, that, or the other. And it's over what we had already anticipated, even though we build a buffer. And we may say, look,
You might want to wait until after.
Or let's not take six. Let's take four, because your net, you're going to wind up keeping more with four than you are with six. And they're like, how? And it's just math, right? Well, because now all of a sudden it could throw you into Irma. It could throw you into a higher tax bracket. You've got all these things. Again, you have to look at the bigger picture to see the impact that that's going to have on that withdrawal. You know, when I'm teaching that tax class, there's an example where pulling out $1,000 extra than what they were planning on is an additional, they lose half of it to taxes because there's a tax drag from now Social Security's being taxed, and now it pushes up their long-term capital gains. You know, that's being taxed that it originally wasn't. So you want to look at the impact that everything has, and it's that complexity.
I'm just going to harp on the one, you know, RMDs. We talk about this all the time.
Yep.
This is like the penalty that hits those that don't take an RMD when they're supposed to.
The largest penalty in the U.S. tax code, and it's on seniors.
And again, having the conversation about, do you already give to charity? You could do a qualified distribution.
Charity, a QCD, so it never even touches your hand.
Exactly. Right. And I'm just saying, these are a lot of the little details that, again, sometimes because you're doing it yourself, you don't know how to fit all those pieces together. So I guess we're going to close it up. But if you have questions, please give us a call at the office at 614-526-4118. Or you can send us an email at info@egsifinancial.com. Or again, go to our website and you can request us to contact you through that website at egsifinancial.com. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, Leanne.
You tested your fitness level, not your workout routine. I'm talking about your financial endurance. Because if saving to a 401k is the extent of your effort, it is time for you to start shaping up. And Ed Sedell is here to help you do that with The Retirement Trainer. It's his podcast to help you examine your financial stamina and learn the questions you should be asking and areas to focus on to help you get to that place you've been working so hard for, a happy, comfortable retirement. And it's not as hard as some might have made you believe. Ed's broken it down into five simple steps. It's the retirement fitness plan, which he personally created to help clarify key areas of your financial life. Learn more about the retirement fitness plan at egsifinancial.com. Then subscribe, follow, and listen to the Retirement Trainer on Apple Podcasts, your iHeart app, or whichever podcast platform you prefer. Investment advisory services offered through EGSI Investment Management, DBA EGSI Financial Group, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through EGSI Financial Services, Inc., Ohio License Number 102-06. 619.